had some bacon. Anybody ever had bacon before? Good. Oh, my greasy lover, bacon. It's the best. You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And bits of bacon. Bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community. Huh, you don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi-bobbidi bacon. I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! There is something dishonest, though, about putting bacon in a salad. It's kind of like smoking while you jog. I want the BLT, but I'll just get a salad with bacon and tomato. So you put it between two pieces of toast and stick a toothpick through it. It'd be great. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs with bacon. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it.
Here's your two strips of bacon.
I want more. More bacon! Whenever I'm at a brunch buffet and they have that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, I was thinking, if I was here by myself, I would eat only bacon. I would steal this tray, go lay down and eat bacon all day. But you can't eat bacon all day, because it's horrible for you. You know bacon's bad when a healthier choice is a donut. And we know bacon is bad for thousands of years. It's literally a restriction on entering certain religions.
Our rules, no killing, no cheating on your wife, no bacon.
Ooh, what was that last one?